This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Welcome to The Late Lunch with Gaynor and me, Kevin. Gaynor, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Good. How are you?
What are you going to make for us?
Today I'm going to make meatloaf.
Right.
And everyone goes, no, I don't like meatloaf. But you'll like this meatloaf. Right. This meatloaf is really cool.
What's their famous song, Meatloaf?
Bat Out of Hell.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. It's not got any bat in it.
It's nothing to do with it.
No.
So there's no bat in this one.
No bat.
So what do you have to do to make meatloaf? And bear in mind, everyone, this is cooking on a budget. Good food that doesn't cost a lot.
Yep.
Right, Gaynor,
so
tell us.
The whole of this recipe costs £4.27.
Wow.
So you need 600 grams of sausage meat,
yep,
which at the moment is £1.50. 250 grams of minced beef, which is £2.
Uh-huh.
One OXO cube, which works out at 8p.
Other cubes are available.
Are they?
I don't know. I just got to say that.
One onion, which is about 16p, and three eggs. Two of those are optional.
Two optional eggs.
Two optional
right,
eggs.
Right, okay, I've got that.
About the two optional
right,
eggs,
I've got that in my head now.
So in a mixing bowl, you put in your sausage meat, your minced beef, a diced onion, which I've diced earlier because I didn't want to cry on the radio.
Right.
An egg.
And
one egg.
So this is the compulsory egg.
This is the compulsory egg.
Yeah.
A stock cube.
Stock cube.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you're well done.
Oh. Not the tin foil that it comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, take that bit of foil out, Gaynor.
Yes, I have. Right, and then about a good tablespoon of tomato ketchup.
That is a good tablespoon.
Yeah,
That was done without a tablespoon.
No, that was me just pouring it in. Now, at this point, you can add mixed herbs if you want to.
Right.
You can add diced mushrooms if you want to.
Do you recommend either of those?
It depends what mood. Yeah, I love all of it. You
okay.
can put peppers in it. You could put chilli powder in it.
Okay.
You can just... But this is the basic.
Okay.
So when you've got all of that in the bowl together, then you squish.
Yeah.
And the only way to do it is with your hands in the bowl.
Right.
It won't work with a spoon.
Hence the fact that you're wearing gloves.
Yeah, today I've got gloves on.
Yeah.
I don't always wear gloves, but this is proper squishy.
So you really are getting your hands in there,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, because you just have to squish it together and blend the sausage meat in with the beef.
I'm loving the sound it's making.
Right, with the optional eggs.
Yes.
You can put the optional eggs onto boil, hard boiled.
Yeah.
And you can put the hard boiled eggs in the middle of the meatloaf so that when you slice it, you've got egg running through,
okay,
like a gala pie.
Okay, yeah.
Because this with this recipe, you can have it either cold or hot.
Right.
So this one, I'm not putting the eggs in because this is, by doing it this way, if you want a gravy dinner,
yeah,
this is a gravy dinner one.
Okay.
So
you're giving us the basic no-frills meatloaf,
yep,
and if people start feeling adventurous, they can add optional egg, optional mushroom, all sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I will write that on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you're giving it a good thump now as well.
Yeah, so it's all blended in together. Then you take a loaf tin.
Yeah. Any particular size?
About a £2 loaf tin.
Okay.
And then you just
whack it
all in.
Whack it so it's going straight out of the
now,
bowl.
If you're going to do your optional, I'll explain how to do your optional eggs.
Okay.
If you're going to put eggs in it,
yep,
you split the mixture in half.
Yeah.
Put half of it in the bottom.
Yeah.
Of the tin. Then you make a little indentation with your knuckle.
Yeah.
And then put your hard boiled eggs out of the shell. I have done a cookery lesson where somebody's actually left the shell on, and I'm not joking.
That would probably be me.
So, yeah, shell your hard-boiled eggs, put those in,
yeah,
and then put the other half of the mixture on the top.
Okay.
But because we're not doing that, I'm just going to bung it all in.
Okay. Do you have to look out for a certain sort of mince?
The leaner the better, because halfway through cooking this, you need... a pot or a bowl,
yeah,
and you have to pour the fat out. As it cooks, it shrinks away from the side.
Okay.
And any fat in it sort of liquefies all the way around, and you pour the fat off, so it makes it really lean.
Oh,
so you have to pour the fat out halfway through.
Right.
Cooking.
Is it important to do what you're doing now?
Pressing it right down. Yeah, because it makes it sort of all bond together.
Yeah.
So okay. Really squish it down. Squish. And then you cover it in tin foil.
Right. Why do you have to do that?
Because otherwise the top will burn before it's cooked.
Right.
So you cover it in tin foil. And also when you are halfway through cooking, when you release it, you can use, if you use oven gloves or a tea towel, and you can use the tin foil to press down on the meat so you can straighten it out better.
Ah, yeah.
And then you pop it in the oven.
It's going in now.
At 200 degrees, so probably gas mark six.
Yeah.
And you can cook it for up to 55 minutes.
So
it depends on how much.
At the most.
If you can do a smaller thing and it'll take 40 minutes, but you'll know when you take the halfway through cooking.
Okay.
So after about half an hour, take the foil off, drain off the fat,
yeah.
And you'll know how long you've got by how much it's shrunk and whether it's starting crisping up on the top.
Okay, so the key is crisping up on top.
It's sort of like at the edges, you know, it's pretty much done.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no, like if you're squishing it, no blood coming out again.
Okay.
So it's good.
Yeah.
But 55 minutes is around about the proper time to cook it for.
So we'll just do a time warp now for 55 minutes.
Or we can do the one I made earlier.
Shall we just go ding?
Yep.
Oh, look, it's ready.
The only problem with the ready one is it is not hot. Well, it's warm.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
So, I will...
It's a pity this microphone isn't a camera as well, isn't it?
I'm going to cut that.
Oh, that's lovely.
And you see how solid the meat is.
Yeah.
So I will put a photograph of it on.
That is a proper loaf, isn't it?
And then you can take a bite.
Mmm.
But it's also really good to have it with the Izzy sauce that we made the other week when we did the Hunter's Chicken.
That's really nice. It's not heavy either, is it?
No. So that's, you can have that sort of sliced up like hot with roast potatoes and roast vegetables, so you can actually have it like a roast.
And you can keep it in the fridge?
Yep, you can keep it in the fridge. You can actually slice it up and you can put it in a packed lunch sandwiches. My husband does have thin slices in a sandwich, so it's a bit like Hazlitt. So it's really malty, and that will easily feed a family of four or six. And it is quite filling. It is really filling.
You could imagine that for a family of four that size, done in a £2 tin, you do get at least two meals out of it.
Yeah,
yeah. Easily.
But it is good. It is good for packed lunches. And
that's a fantastic value meal, isn't it?
It is.
You think that two of those, you could get two meals for a family, so that's £2 a meal.
Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant.
What would you have with it?
If I was doing the one without the egg in,
yeah.
I'd have it with gravy and mash or beans. You can have beans and chips and whatever. If you do the one with the egg in, that's best with chips and salad or chips and egg.
Yeah.
Not chips and egg, chips and beans.
Yeah.
So you can have it like that or just as a salad. And both you can have hot or cold.
It really is a versatile.
It is very, and it's very popular, as you saw earlier when everyone went meatloaf and came running in.
There was a queue forming, wasn't there? Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So. Well, thanks again. So, like we always say on Late Lunch, we have got a Facebook page. It's called Late Lunch. Isn't that amazing? And Gaynor's put lots of photos up of the meals she's made, of which there are several now, because we're getting to be veterans. And in the next week or so, we're also going to be putting up some recipes, aren't we?
We are. There is one recipe up there for the tagliatelle.
Okay.
I've already done that one, but...
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, check the Facebook page. And thanks for tuning in, and thanks to Gaynor again.
No problem.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week. www.vexisradio.com